Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we get into fall yard work tasks around the home, a few flowers that folks may be interested in learning more about how to care for and divide would be some peonies and geraniums. We'll begin with peonies. We often get the question of whether or not it is necessary to periodically divide peonies. The answer to this is that peonies do not need to be divided on a regular basis. Peonies are very low maintenance and can be left undisturbed in the garden for 50 years or more. However, if you want to divide your large peonies to create additional plants, you can certainly do that. The best time to divide peonies is in September. By this time, peony plants have been able to store adequate food reserves in their roots for the following year and will still have several weeks to get reestablished in their new sites before the onset of winter. If you're wanting to divide your peonies to create new plantings in locations around your yard, you begin by cutting the peony stems near ground level. Carefully dig up the plants and wash or gently shake off the soil. Use a sharp knife to divide the clump into sections. Each section should have 3 to 5 buds or eyes, as well as a good strong root system. Divisions with fewer than 3 buds will take longer to flower, although they may still become established eventually. When you're planting your divisions, dig a hole large enough to accommodate the entire root system of the peony. Position it in the hole so the buds are 1 to 2 inches below the surface. Backfill the hole with soil and firm the soil around the plant. Once the hole is filled, water thoroughly. When you're replanting these, you should space your peony plants 3 to 4 feet apart. You'll want to mulch your newly planted peonies with several inches of straw or pine needles in late fall. This mulching will prevent repeated freezing and thawing that may heave or damage the young plants. And then remove the mulch as growth resumes in the spring. If you're not needing to divide your peonies but want to cut them back, you want to cut back peony foliage after it has been destroyed by a hard freeze. In Iowa, this is usually late October or early November, and to do this, you cut off the stems at ground level. If the peonies have experienced any foliar disease problems, you want to remove the plant debris from the area and destroy it so it will not continue that disease cycle into the new year. If you cut your plants back now, in August or early September, they may have fewer blooms than those that are cut back in later fall. Geraniums are also another popular plant for beds, borders, containers, hanging baskets, and window boxes. These very versatile plants can also be destroyed by the first hard frost, so you want to take some steps to overwinter them. Geraniums can be overwintered indoors by potting up individual plants, by taking cuttings, or by storing bare root plants in cool, dry location. To do this, remove the plants from the garden or take cuttings prior to the first frost in the fall. To do the cutting method of preserving them over winter, use a sharp knife and take 3 to 4 inch stem cuttings from the terminal ends of the shoots, pinch off the lower leaves, and then dip the base of the cutting in a rooting hormone. Stick these cuttings into a rooting medium of vermiculite or a mixture of perlite and sphagnum moss. Pots and flats with drainage holes in the bottom are suitable rooting containers. You can insert the cuttings into the medium just far enough to be self-supporting. After all the cuttings are inserted, water the rooting medium and allow it to drain for a few minutes, then place a clear plastic bag or dome over the cuttings to prevent the foliage from wilting. Finally, place the cuttings in bright light, but not in direct sunlight. They should root in about 6 to 8 weeks. When they have good root systems, remove them from the rooting medium and plant each rooted cutting in its own container, and then place the potted plants in a sunny window or under artificial lighting until spring when they can be transplanted back outdoors. If you're trying to overwinter geraniums as potted plants, you want to carefully dig up each plant before the first fall frost and place in a large container. Water thoroughly and then bring them indoors and place them in a sunny window or under artificial lighting. In general, geraniums prefer cooler indoor temperatures. Daytime temperatures between 65 to 70 degrees and slightly cooler temperatures at night are ideal. During their stay indoors, water your plants between the soil surface when it becomes dry to touch. Geraniums are likely to become tall and lanky by late winter, so you can prune these tall, lanky plants back in March and cut them back by about 1/2 to 2/3. They'll begin to grow again within a few days and should develop into stocky, well-branched specimens by May when they can be transplanted back outdoors. If you're trying to overwinter bare root geraniums, dig them up before the first frost and shake the soil off the roots. Then place one or two plants in a large paper sack and store in a cool, dry location, about 45 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit. An unheated bedroom or indoor porch might be a suitable location. An alternate but somewhat messier method is to hang the plants upside down in a cool, dry location. The foliage and the shoot tips will eventually die. In March, prune or cut back each plant, remove all shriveled and dead material, prune back the firm, green, live stem tissue. After pruning, pot them up and water thoroughly, then place these in a sunny window or under artificial lighting. Geraniums that are pruned and potted in March should develop into good-sized plants that can be planted outdoors in May. A few other notes as we look at our extension garden calendar. Now in September is a good time to plant your bald and burlap deciduous trees, so they will have plenty of time to get going before the frost. You may also want to aerate or dethatch your lawn if it's necessary to do that this time of year. We mentioned that you can transplant peonies now. It's a great time to do that. Of course, with all the dry weather you've been having, continue to water any recently established or transplanted trees, shrubs, and perennials. You can also store your leftover garden seeds in an airtight jar in the refrigerator if you have leftovers that you want to stay save until next year. For more information on yard and garden or other topics around the home or family issues, be sure to give the ISU Extension Office a call here in Cass County. Give us a call at 243-1132, stop by our office, or visit us online by Googling Cass County ISU Extension. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.